This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 4th of November. Queensland chase down the 104 that they need to beat New South Wales for the loss of just 4 wickets. Usman Khawaja made 54 after Cameron Gannon had ended with figures of 4 for 61 to help end the visitors' second innings at 175. Central Districts closed a shortened opening day of their Plunkett Shield match against Auckland on 130 for 3 in Napier. Carl Kachoba ended on 38 not out. And Ian Butler took 4 wickets to help bowl Northern Districts out for 204 on day 1 in Hamilton. Brent Arnell then repeated the feat in Otago's reply, as they slipped to 71 for 5 by the close. Soumya Sarkar and Abdul Razak shared 7 wickets as Rangpur Division collapsed to 66 for 7 in their second innings in Bangladesh's National Cricket League. They had dismissed Kulm Division for 249 their first, with Mithun Ali hitting 89. Elsewhere, there was no play in Sabah, where Chittagong Division were meant to be playing Sylhet Division, in Rajshahi, who were supposed to be playing Barisal Division, or in Dhaka. Pakistan International Airlines closed on 87 for 3, needing 176 runs to beat Habib Bank in Pakistan's President's Trophy. Habib had been bowled out for 147 in their second innings, mainly thanks to Najaf Shah, who ended with figures of 5 for 38. National Bank won a thrilling match by just 2 wickets against Port Kazim Authority. Umair Khan made 54, but Tanveer Ahmed took 5 for 100 and it was left to Kazir Abbas's unbeaten 52 to see them home. Khan researched a bar has reached Shunts on 183 for 5 in their second innings, lead by 306 runs after bowling State Bank out for 188 in their first innings. Zain Abbas and Syed Anwar Jr. both hit half centuries and added 126 for the second wicket. Swee Northern Gas Pipelines needed just 4 more wickets to defeat Zawai Tarakati Bank. Bank closed at 120 for 6 after being set 408 to win, with Harris Sahail unbeaten on 59. And United Bank lasted just 11 balls today, as they lost their last 2 wickets for addition of just 10 runs, to lose by innings and 109 runs against Water and Power Development Authority. Knights got their momentum one day cup off to a winning start by defeating Warriors by 91 runs in Kimberley. Reeza Henricks, Riley Rousseau and Dean Elgar all contributed half centuries to an imposing total of 325 for 9. Ryan McLaren then took 5 for 38 as Warriors were all out for 234. Cape Cobras won a closely fought rain-affected match by 2 wickets in Pietermaritzburg. Dolphins had made 253 for 6 after electing to bat, thanks to contrasting 50s from Captain Darren Smith, Vaughan van Jaarsveld and David Miller. Rain midway through the Cobras' run chase meant that their target was revised by the Duckworth Lewis method to 222 from 40 overs. An unbroken swashbuckling 9th wicket stand of 51 off 30 balls between Dane Peat and Charles Langeveldt got them home with 8 balls to spare.